American country music and bluegrass. But this down-home sound actually has its roots in Africa, with slaves who came to America and wanted something that sounded like the instruments from home. They devised the banjo, and the rest is music history. To make a banjo, they carve a lip into wood that's been steamed and bent into a circular rim. They measure the rim carefully. It must be a perfect fit for this metal tone ring, so they do a preliminary fitting. The wooden back of the banjo acts as a sound resonator. They embellish it with some plastic trim to give it a more stylish look. A chemical accelerator helps the glue dry, so the plastic trim adheres almost instantly. They sand it until the plastic is flush to the wood. This long piece of wood will become the banjo's neck. Using a table saw, they cut a long slot into the neck to allow them to install a metal adjusting rod later. The artisan widens the end of the neck with two pieces of wood to form the instrument's peg head. Next, they do some very delicate work. They embed tiny mother-of-pearl decorations in a piece of ebony. They glue that inlaid piece of ebony onto the banjo's peg head and clamp it to dry. Now it's over to a saw with 22 blades. They pass a long piece of ebony over those blades to make 22 fret slots. This is the banjo's fingerboard. Once it's been adorned with more inlaid decorations, they glue the fingerboard onto the banjo neck. At this point, they trim the edges of the banjo neck and peg head down to size. Using this router, they give the back and sides of the banjo neck smoother contours. The rounded edges will make the instrument easier to hold and play. They finalize the shape of the neck with a rasp, then give it a thorough sanding. Here, they tap metal frets into the slots on the fingerboard, then trim the overlap. Now it's time for a little color. They rub some stain onto the banjo parts. When the stain dries, they spray on 12 coats of lacquer. Then polish off the job with a thorough buffing. Now all the pieces come together, beginning with the pre-fitted tone ring and wooden rim. The plastic head through which the banjo's sound will radiate fits on the tone ring. They secure the head with a tension hoop and little hooks. Tightening these hooks will stretch the plastic head to adjust the tone. They attach the banjo neck with its peg head and secure it with metal rods. They screw the tuning pegs into the peg head, then pull a string up to the tuning peg and tighten it. This little wooden bridge sits on the plastic head and is only held in place by tension from the strings. Finally, they install the wooden back of the banjo. As you can see, making a banjo is a major production. But now, it's ready for showbiz.